Welcome to the Supernatural Quest. I'm Veronica Vella. I'm going to be your host for the next 27 minutes or so. We're moving into part two of innate love. Innate love begins within, as we mentioned before. We're talking about the type of love that we have for life, for reality, the cycles that we move through from the beginning, animal man, and we move into animal love where we're possessive, we're learning, we're yearning, we're desiring, we move into a state of knowledge, carnal. And as we move through the cycles of the carnal knowledge, of the physical sensual touch, the magnetic energy of the pure atom molecule, we evolve into man love, human love. Man love works with the emotions and the mind versus instinct versus the magnetic impulse. As we move into human love, we begin to realize that the chakra system offers different qualities, different levels, and different cycles of what we call love today. For instance, in your first chakra, the root chakra, the first chakra represents the sexuality. It represents the energy to survive. It represents the feet on the ground, being grounded, being solid. That love is the love of survival. It's the love of the game. It's the love of life in motion. It's fire. And that second chakra, that's your social chakra. That's the man, the birthing place, center, sacred womb. And in knowing the second chakra love, we look at love for life and reproduction, the love of life for babies, children, life cycles, the nurturing aspect, the providing aspect, the socialization aspect of love. Loving from the third chakra for the human is very intellectual. It's very mental. It's a matter of fact. It's the way it is. It's the way it has to be. So it's pretty much a thinking, decision-making process of love. We could, call that what love, convenient love. The fourth type, the heart chakra, we would think that love would be, ideal. But in fourth chakra love, we're really learning how to love ourselves. We're learning how that the physical heart has a chamber of four squares, and those four chambers, it is an empowerment of the basic structure of reality, the sacred geometry of being grounded, of being safe, of being secure, of being completely in love with your life. And not that life is going to be some type of garden, agricultural extension. No. Life offers many, many levels, and we begin with the first eight chakras. So when we get into the four chakra love, that's just a love of devotion, whatever we devote ourselves to. And it's always a good idea to begin at home, devote yourself to those that take care of you. Devote yourself to taking care of yourself, because it carries you around, and it makes sure that you're healthy and safe. Fifth chakra love. In the human cycle, that is the loyalty, the consistency, the honesty, the purity of your love. Being there, being ready, being aware, being conscious. That love is required to be complete, to be what we call holistic. The next chakra between the brows, the sixth chakra, often called the third eye or the second sense, which all of your spiritual senses are your second senses, and all of your physical senses are just that, your physical. So you have your first senses and your second senses, first hand, second hand, right hand, left hand. So with that in mind, and working with that sixth chakra, we are working with our imagination. We are working with our ability to move our energy within, to move within that space and time, to close our eyes and go within our mind, to use our mind's eye, the eye we sleep with, the eye we dream with. And when we tune into this energy field, into this gland, into this sixth chakra, we begin to experience a whole new set of rules, the invisible laws and rules, the laws of having a grounded spiritual foundation, the laws of knowing that creation is based on divine design, divine alignment in the mind. And with that purpose, we have the love of art. We have the love of spontaneity. We have the love of intuition, the love of wanting to be in a sacred space, in a bond of balance that we all move and work together. We call that a happy harmony. And that love is a love with wisdom. That's a love that feels, heals, and thinks of the moment of balance. Just balance, peace. You're either peace or pieces. And balance is a peacefulness. And peacefulness is how bliss is manufactured. And when bliss is manufactured for long periods of time, then you begin to manufacture ecstasy. And the ecstasy is that feeling and knowing of being in complete harmony within yourself, within, without, visible and invisible, and all points in between. As we reach that seventh chakra of love, the devoted love, the love of light. So far, we've had the love of light in many forms, from mental to emotional. As we move into the seventh chakra, we move into a feeling that moves us beyond the physical senses. It moves us into a reality where the molecules recognize there's only oneness, and with it is the joy of that infinite light, that infinite knowing, that infinite being. This is timelessness, yes. From the seventh chakra, this is a love of devoted harmony to all life, all mankind, regardless of mind, body, spirit, regardless of sex, creed, or color, regardless of any type of doubts or judgments, beyond the shadow of doubt, if you will. The chakra that unites us with the spiritual realms, specifically, they all unite us, but the one that connects us, that's the eighth chakra, the emerald ray, the green ray. This ray connects us as above, so below. We have threads of it, yes, running throughout our being. But those threads, after so many years, or so many toxins, they begin to weaken. And they do not supply you with energy. They do not supply us with the feelings, with the joy, with the unity that we must have to achieve the peace we require. So the eighth chakra, when connected with unconditional love without judgment, unconditional love without shadows of doubt, with unconditional love, with the divine design, divine mind. At this point in our space and time, we move into a part of our brain that allows us, our front brain, that allows us to access both the back brain and the middle brain. Because the eighth chakra love assures us of a holistic life, light. We are trinary beings versus the binary we have in a system of lights on, lights off. You're awake, you're asleep. As a trinary being, we have mind, body, and spirit. as a trinary being. We have off, yes, we sleep. We have on, yes, we think. And we also have neutral, where we have our peacefulness. And in neutral, we're not spinning wheels. We are not reminiscing or living in the past or future. Instead, when we're in neutral, we're in peacefulness. And neutrality is what we call the path of passivity. Because when you're neutral, you're neither mind, mental, nor emotion. Instead, you're in a space of timelessness. You're in a spiritual space of sacredness. When you're in this state of love, and it is a frequency, it is a 528 hertz, so it is a frequency, and it is free. When you're in this frequency, your body is able to attune itself, calibrate itself, renew its family atom. It's able to move into a space of what we call holistic health. The trinary state is the state that we remain in, created in the image of the Creator, the threefold flame, the beginning light, knowing that we have the eight chakra love. This is completely an innate intelligence that moves us through the human love. And as we move through the human love, and we move through the chakras, we have a, yes, we know that each chakra offers a value of love and life. It offers a reality that extends itself to education, to meditation, and sometimes medication. We know that the chakras represent the human, and that we can make a choice. We have a choice, and we can move it through each and every chakra. We can stay in one chakra. But I will advise you, if you're in one chakra too long, it begins to become disrupted and muddled because the energy just spins around and around versus infinitely flowing. When you trap energy, it can become very angry. The kundalini is that moving energy. And the kundalini breathes a prana that is your life force. And when you hold it in one place too long, it becomes caged and trapped and angry. So if you cage it in your first chakra for too long, then you're going to have, you know, you can have situations that occur in your elimination. Trap it in your tummy too long, and you're going to have stomach aches. You're going to have cramps, your indigestion. Trap it in your heart area, your fourth chakra, too long, and you're physically going to have pains in your heart. Your rhomboids, your muscles are going to tighten up, and you're going to feel like you're in a straitjacket. You're in a vice. You're being held back. And if you keep it trapped in your imagination too long, and you think too much and too many things, then basically that pendulum can become trapped there. And pretty soon you can become illusional, delusional. You can begin to believe that the invisible world is more powerful than the world and reality that you have created and exist in. So with that in mind, we always allow this energy, this life force, this kundalini force to move throughout all of the chakras, to move throughout front, mid, and back brain, throughout each and every pore in the body. As it radiates around us into the auric field, it transmutes the toxicity around us. It transmutes any energy less than that frequency. Wherever it goes, that love flows. As we move into God love, good love, add a zero, an O to God, you get good. And good love, God love, front brain, trinary love, when you're male and you're female, your mental and your emotional, have embraced one another, have become at one moment in a marriage, in a covenant, and the inner child, joy, moves throughout your being. This God love, as the three become one, your male, your female, your inner child, as they become one, as they become the threefold flame, it ignites the cosmic light, the fluids in the spine, to rejuvenate your mind, body, spirit, to rejuvenate on the cellular level, to rejuvenate the family atom. And that means raising up your complete family, mother's side and father's side. The Adam family. Not to be confused with the Adams family. So, I guess that could be 3D family in first and second chakra then. That would definitely be Adams. But we're talking atom, A-T-O-M. We're talking the beginning of the life force, the beginning cellular memory of all that ever was and will ever be in the family Adam. We do have a family of man, Adam, as well. But that's another 27 minutes. Right now, I want us to focus on God love, good love, love that's pure and honest, where each chakra lines up. As this energy moves through each chakra, it aligns like a pendulum. It balances right in the center. The seesaw no longer goes back and forth, up and down, indecisive, yes, no, maybe, okay, whatever. Instead, they balance. And as they balance, this pure white light centers straight in the center of our body, connecting our head crown to the sun and the bottoms and the soles of our feet, our earth chakras, to magma, to ma, to the core of the planet. So with mother underneath us, supporting us magnetically, centrifugally, with gravity, with so much love light that we can't even imagine it, and with father supporting our brow, supporting our mind, supporting the electrical energy in our body so that we're able to absorb cosmic rays, radiation, energy. Because, you know, we are in a gamma, we're in a photon belt, and it's emitting gamma rays. And these gamma rays are upgrading all of our protons. So our protons are moving into being electrons, and the electrons are moving into being more of the gamma ray initiated energy. Well, in simple terms, our light body is growing. That little thread of energy that I said we were all connected to God with, to the force, the source with, well, this little thread of energy is growing. It's growing into a cloth and eventually a tapestry that will be your light body, our light body, forever and always. Like I said, eventually we will all be in our own dimension and we'll be able to manifest in each other's dimension, enjoy it, and return home. Mother Nature is a living library, courtesy information from the Pleiadians, with Barbara Marciniak being their hostess. The living library contains all of the information that every human needs to, and is required to learn, from basic breathing, basic survival brain, mammal brain, God brain, moving through animal projection love, moving into human love to create the peace, the bliss, and the ecstasy, and then moving into God love, where the ecstasy radiates and upgrades all of the family atom, all of the environment, all of the all, and beyond, because they're one and the same. This innate love, this supernatural quest that we're all here to investigate, to study, to practice, to observe, to read about, to dream about, to share, it's here, it's everywhere. We're in a universe, uni being one, 1% is visible, 99% is invisible. So your second senses were given to you to navigate the invisible, just as your first senses were given to you to navigate the visible. Sometimes the visible has what we call items of mass distraction. And as long as you remember to tithe 10% of your time every day to Prime Creator, to the God Force, 10%, just 10% of your time out of 24 hours, just 10% to close your eyes, to go within, to look at who you are and what you're about, where you're at, what chakra are you burning out, spinning your wheels. You'll know because you might hurt there. You'll know because you might feel something trapped there. You'll know when you're smiling from head to toe. This glow will begin to move in and out of not only your mind, body, and spirit, but your environment. It'll move through your image. It'll move through your finances. It'll move through your communication, your home. It'll move through your creations. It'll move through your health. It will move completely into the intimate part of you, into the spiritual part of you, through the practical part of you. And yes, into the mystical part of you, evolving you into the wise being, into the star child that you've always been. And as you are moving through the realities of what gives you the strength, just remember it's all a cycle. As animal man, yes, we need drugs, we need surgery. You hear an ambulance, you're like, yes, let's keep this world completely healthy. And then as you move into the human love, that medicine where, yes, the drugs will work and surgery is great. However, if I take these herbs and eat these foods, it will truly clean me out, help heal me, fill me up with the energy that I require to see me through the time and the state that I'm in. So human medicine knows, hey, I can exercise this out. I can massage this out. I can flush this out. And the third type of medicine for the third type of man is the God medicine, vibratory medicine, frequencies of healing, sounds that move directly through the binaural beats and combine the hemispheres, creating the one brain resonance. Yes, frequency is a healer. Sound, color, love. You take a person that is channeling, has, when I say channel, I mean the channel where you've opened up your chakras and you're receiving that pure white light and you're sending it out in all directions. That's very healing. So being around people that make you feel good, that's healing. Family, that's healing. Friends, you release those endorphins and dopamines and oxytocins when you're with friends and people you love and you think of good thoughts. This is always because humor will make you impervious to the arrows and the wounds of time. Humor is a quality of the Creator, and it allows us to transform energy in an instant. Where there's stress or tenseness, humor elevates. And if it's not a time for humor, then I say introduce some good classic Wagner, Bach, Beethoven. This music will harmonize everyone's frequency to work together. Because we are moving and shifting. We're moving and shifting into a time when we're realizing that some people are waking up and they realize they're in their chakras. And then others are really, they don't want to be in their body. They're outside of their body. They're like, I'd rather be way up in my aura and not experience or feel it. And then you have others that are stuck inside of their body. And they're like, I don't want to come out. I don't want to experience. I don't want to feel. I don't want to allow it in. And with that in mind, we balance the chakras. We balance that love. Because it's all about love. And that love begins within. In the beginning, you are love. In the end, you're still love. And the duration of all creation, you are love in the present moment. There's no question. There's no doubt. There's really not even any blind faith because it's a reality with every breath. It's a reality. And once you realize that you are your only responsibility, you are the reality that you were assigned to, then you will find that peace, that peaceful, easy feeling that allows you to breathe comfortably, that allows you to allow others to learn in this living library. Let them read, let them be, let them see, let them experience their five senses. And when they're ready to experience their super senses, their second senses, then they'll start sharing that too. Until then, the only thing you can do is perfect your own. Radiate that energy. Cleanse and clear your aura, because everywhere you go, that's like your ocean of energy. Everywhere you go, you're going to pick up energy. You're going to pick up toxins. You're going to pick up debris and virus. Well, not virus, but you're going to, I say, create the antivirus. In other words, you are like a computer. Put your firewalls up when you're in stressful situations. In fact, go ahead and make a firewall for stressful people and situations and thoughts and feelings. Along with that, malware, spyware. Think of your mind as a computer unprotected. If you have not given yourself a prayer and set yourself up with a formula that your body will follow, mind, body, spirit will follow in the visible and the invisible. I simply close my eyes, give myself a command, and when I do that, my mind knows this is something she wants carried out. And we'll make a podcast on that one too. The main course, the mainstay, the formula is for you to understand, for me to understand how we have these three levels of love, that we are trinary. And at any given time, we can combine these forces to an at-one-ment state and offer that oneness. So every day, every night, you want to make yourself a nice affirmation of what it is you choose to create. Create that affirmation in a simple remedy. And with that in mind, you want to follow it, write it down, read it occasionally. Make it in your notes. Set an alarm. Ding, ding, ding. Time to say your affirmation until it becomes second nature for your second senses. And with that, I will say adieu. Talk to you on the next podcast. Sending you happiness, love, health, and hugs.